Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live. You know what I'm saying? Got the homie Germ Rilladale straight from Philly. Been doing it for a minute. Only right I get him on the hottest show out, The Smith Express Show. What's poppin', my dude?
What's going on, Brody? Everything good. Everything smooth, bro. It's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. Well, it's been, almost 10 years, you feel me, since we've been rocking out, or probably more, right?
It's probably been like 14 years, for real, bro. And I met you, my son was one, so yeah, he's about to be 13, so yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, that's real shit, you know what I'm saying? My little girl finna be 15 type shit.
That's wild, bro. Yeah, man, shit, we've been going back for a while now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing music for a minute. What's some of your inspirations, or what made you want to pick up a pen and pad?
Oh, man, I got to give props to my cousin, DJ JT Nice. They was in the studio. I was a buck, bro. I wasn't even allowed to go. It was in the basement. I wasn't even allowed to go down there because, you know, they was doing, like, shit I wasn't supposed to be seeing. But, man, they was making music down there. I always heard the music coming from upstairs, and he just got me to start writing music. I started making beats, and it was all because of him. I just was, like, following his footsteps, and I fell in love with music.
That's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying? Around that time, that's when content really mattered. You feel me? Like, you had to really be rapping about some bar for bar type shit. You feel me? You had to make sense. You feel me? What's your take on the new music scene today?
I love it, bro. Honestly, like, I got so many styles when it comes to music, bro. Like, I'm just not on no hip-hop, straight lyricist type stuff. I could switch it up. So I like all types of music, bro. I'm a fan of hip-hop, rock. I'm a fan of gospel. I'm a fan of all types of music, so you could hear it in my music. I kind of mix it up. So, like, back then it was more like rap, hip-hop. You had to really be saying something. But nowadays, I feel it's more about swag and your image. So I feel that, too. But, you know, I ain't going to say nothing negative about the new music that's out because I respect it, bro. You got to respect it. It's still a form of hip-hop, but it's more like flashier, you know? Like, it's more about swag. It's not so much of what you're saying. And also, it's more about popularity. So I dig it, trust me. But I ain't going to say nothing negative, bro, because I can't. You feel me? I got to respect it. It's still a form of hip-hop, and shit changes, bro. Nothing stays the same.
Facts. I definitely agree on that. You know what I'm saying? I think it's easier to get to the bag than it was back then, too, as well.
It's so easy, bro, because back then, man, we was out there handing out mixtapes, posting our posters, giving our flyers, like, hand-to-hand in the streets. Now, bro, you could blow up off one post on the internet, bro. You don't even need to be in the streets and people's face, so it's totally different.
Facts. I mean, like, you from the era where when a new album dropped, you had to wake up, walk to the mom-and-pop store, spend $20, $30, you know what I'm saying, to get the CDs, listen to the CD, you know what I'm saying?
Like, man, we had to do that, or we was on LimeWire. Remember LimeWire?
Facts. Early.
We had to steal that joint. Like, we had to take that shit up the internet, so it's like, yeah, man, we was buying mixtapes for $5, or we was on LimeWire stealing it, basically.
That's dope of me, man. That brings back so much memories, G.
For real. Now, like, we on YouTube. You can get it on Apple Music. It's more, everything is technology now, bro.
Man, time flies. So, hey, let's get straight to the bangers. You feel me? You've been doing music for a minute. Nonstop bangers back to back. I'm gonna ask you some of the song titles. You just tell me the history or, like, the story behind the song, alright?
Alright.
You got a song called No More featuring RF Timbo. How did that song come about? Who produced that?
Oh, man, I had produced the beat, and me and Timbo, we was just in a car listening to some productions that I came up with, and he really liked that beat. He like, bro, I got a hook for it. Bang, he starts singing the hook. And I came up with the bars, and we went to the studio like a week later. And we, you know, we was vibing out. We did a couple other records, and that beat came up, and we went straight on it because we already had our lyrics ready for it. And 2 weeks after that, we shot the music video. And that song just came up off of just regular us being in relationships and just putting our mind to the beat and putting out on paper about our relationships in the past, basically. And that's how we came up with that banger.
That's dope. That was dope. That was a solid joint. You had a song called Going Through It on the Lonely Nights EP. How did that song come about? What's the story behind that? Who produced that joint?
Man, I got that beat off a producer from YouTube. And I don't talk to him like that no more, but shout out to him if he's listening. But man, that song came up in the studio, you know, late night, just going through it, bro. You know what I mean? My feelings about life. And, bro, basically, like, that's where my name comes from, Jerm Rilladel, because I'm from Philadelphia, but everything I try to put out is on some real, you mean, some heartfelt stuff. So coming up with that song, I just was going through it, bro. That's why the song is called Going Through It. And if you listen to it, I'm writing about my family situation, my kids, you mean, me moving out of Philly and coming back, et cetera, bro. So that joint just came from the heart for real.
That's dope. That's dope. And that's the best type of music. You feel me? Like, no matter type of genre, when it's heartfelt, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to touch other people. You feel me?
Yeah, bro. That real music always going to last for real.
Facts. Facts. No, hey, you know what song that I just heard? It's called Dope.
Yeah, Dope. I produced that beat too, bro.
Hey, you be killing it. You killed it.
Bro, if you listen to that song in the world and you got a system and you got, like, some good headphones, that beat knocks, bro. That's what a lot of people reach out to me and say, like, yo, that beat is crazy. And you know what's funny, bro? I came up with that beat in, like, no less than 30 minutes, bro. It's simple. It's a simple snare. I put a little bass in it and a hi-hat, bro, literally. And a little piano roll, like, piano keys that I came up with. And, bro, that was the beat right there. Easy.
Like,
the most simplest stuff, bro. It's like simplicity is the best, bro, for real.
Oh, yeah, facts. You feel me? So, hey, if a motherfucker want to get a hold of you, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out your social media. How can they get a hold of you? Emails or, you know what I'm saying?
Man, Instagram. They can holler at me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And it's Jerm. It's J-E-R-M, Jerm, with a J. And then Real, and then Adele, R-E-A-L-A-D-E-L, Jerm, Real, Adele. Follow me, send me a message. If you trying to work, get at me. I'm going to definitely reply to everybody. I'm going to follow back. Ain't no Hollywood over here. So, you know what I mean? Just connect with me and we going to make something happen.
That's dope. That's dope. on December 22nd, you released the latest single called Crossroads. You know what I'm saying? Who produced that? How did that song come about?
Oh, man. My man Pope made it from North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. And I had got in contact with that producer from a female friend. You know, hey. We was just kicking it at the bar. She like, my friend make beats. I was like, for real, let me hear something. She straight pulled up his profile, started playing beats, gave me his Instagram. I reached out to him like, bro, I'm really feeling this beat right here. He straight sent it to me, no charge. Straight sent it to me. Bang.
That's fine.
A week or two later, I'm listening to beats. I'm like, all right, yo, this the beat bro sent me. Bang. Something, yo, lyrics just... Bro, I like the beats when you hear them, stuff just be pouring out. You ain't got to think hard to write. You feel me? Shit just come naturally, magically. And that's what happened with Crossroads. I just came up with the hook, like, you mean at the Crossroads? You mean? And then I went back to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Remember that song, Crossroads, by Bone Thugs and Harmony? I was listening to that. I'm like, yo, this had to, like, I can kind of, like, bring it back, but, like, put it in my own way. So that's what that song came about, just meeting me at the crossroads, basically going through trials and tribulations in my life where I'm feeling like I need to meet at the crossroads, either go one way or the other. It's like,
that's dope. Mean? That's fire. Hey, I want to salute you for still having a message in your music, you feel me? Like, you didn't stray away from that, and I salute you for that. Even years after years, you never changed who you was.
Yeah, bro, I can't, bro. Like, my homie always tell me, Jerm, you don't sound like nobody. And I be like, hey, I be feeling good about that. He was like, bro, I can't compare you to no other artist. You never followed the wave.
Facts.
And I can't follow the wave, bro, because, like, everybody want to fit in, but me, I'm going to stand out, bro. I'm going to stay true to my artistry, and I ain't never going to change, bro, because I feel like that's what I give to the game.
That's facts.
You know what I mean?
Hey, who did that artwork? That artwork is dope as fuck.
Oh, my God, man. The artwork, my guy in Massachusetts made that, John. Hold on. He go by the name of... Hold on. I gotta shout him out, bro. Give me 1 second.
All right.
I forget his handle, but hold on. Let me see. Damn, I'm mad as hell. Hold on. I got his number in my phone. Let me see what I got in my desk. His name is Roscoe Graphics. Roscoe Graphics. Roscoe on Facebook is Roscoe GFX. Holla at him, bro. He got some dope artwork, and I've been talking to him for like 5 years, bro. He been doing all my artwork for all my singles.
Dope,
bro. Roscoe Graphics.
That's dope. That's dope. So, like, hey, out of all the songs you got and all the tracks you released, which songs get the crowd going the most when you perform?
Oh, man, I gotta say, I got a song called Salty that get the crowd going. People love that song, bro. Usually when I perform that, people come up to me after the show and be like, bro, what's that song called? So Salty, dope, because the system go crazy in the club when I perform that song. The bass hits, everybody love dope. And I gotta say, I got another one called Myself. That thing go hard. I got a couple bangers that people go crazy for, bro. Cause like you said, that real music, it's not really around like that no more. So when I'm on there and my stage presence, everybody go crazy, bro. I just get mad love.
That's dope. Where's your favorite?
I can't say.
My fault. Oh no. What's your favorite place to perform at? Any city stand out the most or state when you travel?
Man, I gotta say New York and Philly, bro. New York show me mad love. Like New York, that's like my second home, bro. Every time I'm in New York and I do a show, it's like I'm home, basically.
That's dope. That's dope. I'm already knowing, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's the style. Your style and swag. You go where you want it. You feel me? You ain't trying to fit in with nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Even North Carolina show me mad love, bro. When I come in the South, they show love, bro, because they like that up north swag. You know, it's something different. And believe it or not, out here, they on the radio, they still playing songs that Philly, New York, and Chicago, they don't even play no more, bro. Like, they still, like, out here in the South, where I'm at right now, they still play old school bangers, bro, like hip-hop stuff. So they really appreciate that up north hip-hop sound, bro.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire, G. So, like, what's next for you? Like, any new albums, mixtapes, EPs? Films.
So I'm working on a new EP, and I'm also in this film. I'm not going to jinx myself. I ain't going to say the name, but I'm working on a film right now with a big director from New York. So I'm going to be in that film, and I'm also about to drop the Crossroads music video on January 1st, New Year's Eve. That's when the Crossroads video come out, and the song is out already on all music platforms, so make sure y'all go check that out. And as far as that goes, I'm about to start this tour called the Struggle Tour. So I'm about to do that and put some other artists on it and link that up. And we're going to go city to city. We might be coming to a city near you. So look out.
That's fire. That's fire, yo, for real. I'm definitely proud of you, G. You know what I'm saying? Been grinding, killing it, G. That's dope.
Thanks, bro. Same with you, bro, for real, man.
Good looking, yo. No problem, yo. Dead ass. I just ran across that picture we took where it was a group of us in front of that house.
You know that was my first apartment, bro.
That shit crazy, G. We was deep as fuck in there.
Man, yo, we was deep as hell, bro. I'll never forget that, bro. I was like 17, bro.
That shit 17 crazy.
Years old.
Damn.
Yeah, I met you through Cash Youngstar, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out Cass,
yo, for real. I just talked to him, what, a few days ago type shit?
That's love, man. I still keep in contact with Cass, too. It's been a minute, but we talk to each other every other couple months. I got to reach out to him, but yeah, that's bro right there. He linked us right up, man.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? How did you get into the whole film thing?
Oh, I got into the film thing by my music, bro. So the lady that was shooting my music videos about 6-7 years ago, she told me that her mother was shooting a film. Her mother's a director. Rest in peace, Carla P. Morales. But man, she was a director in Philly. She told me to come to the what's that called, audition. So I came to the audition, me and my crew, me and my brother, a couple of my homies from the hood. We went right up there. These motherfuckers don't even act, bro. I had them up there auditioning, reading scripts. Man, yeah. they was acting like they was too cool for school, but I took it serious, bro. So I'm up there with the script. They like, what else do you do? I'm like, listen, I heard about this because so-and-so brought me here. She shoot my videos. They like, all right, let me hear a song. Bro, I performed the song. They end up using that song for the soundtrack for the film, bro.
That's right? Dope.
So when the first episode came out, my song was the soundtrack. So she was like, you know what? Other than making music, would you like to be in the film? And I was like, I don't really know how to act like that. She was like, Jerm, you up there performing a song and your facial expressions, I could make you a great actor. So I said, all right. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. Bro, she took how I am, bro, originally, and she made me a nice script that fit me. And, bro, I was in the film, bro. It's called The Book of Nimrod. It's still on YouTube to this day, bro.
Hey, definitely send links, G. I'm going to definitely check it out.
Yeah, bro. I was in all 10 episodes after the first one, bro, just because she believed in me. And after that, other people was reaching out from watching The Book of Nimrod. People would reach out through social media or a friends of Carla, be like, yo, we need Jerm in our film. Bro, and I just took off as an actor, too, just by being in that film right there.
That's fire. That's fire. Because you never know who watching.
That's a fact, bro. Like, I got more gigs just from that film, bro. So it's really like, just, bro, I get all the grace to God, bro. Cause you mean, like, if it wasn't for me meeting the director that was shooting my videos and then her introducing me to her mother, I would never be acting, bro. Cause I never thought I would be an actor, like, in films.
That's dope. So, like, even as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, the music, to you work with, like, a lot of artists. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any dream collaborations you'd like to see happen that hasn't happened yet?
Honestly, bro, I collab with a lot of artists, but for the past few years, I've just been releasing music by myself, solo projects and singles. So, like, I could name a bunch of industry people, but I ain't even going, you know what I mean, get no favoritism or like that. I love a lot of people that's in the industry that's buzzing right now. But as of right now, I'm kind of on my J. Cole shit. I ain't trying to feature with nobody really right now.
Okay.
So I ain't going to say no names, but I do got nice little features with OT The Real. He another Philly artist. He's popping right now. He's on tour with Benny The Butcher.
Yeah, hey, my man just put me on him the other day. Shout out to Ace G. OT The Real, go hard. Where you from, North Philly?
Kensington, bro. Yeah, Philly. I got a collaboration with him. It's a song called Dope Boy. It's out on all social media platforms too. Go check it out. It's called Dope Boy, and it's produced by my homie DJ Lant, my brother for real.
Damn, like, I forgot all about Buddy G. Shout out to DJ Lant, man. That's my nigga.
Yeah, DJ Lant, bro. We still cooking, bro. We still
damn.
Cooking to this
hey,
day,
tell
bro.
DJ Lant I said what up, man. Tell him I got to get him on the show, G. Damn,
got to, bro, because he making a lot of moves too. But yeah, he cooked that record up. Me and OT linked up, and we straight knocked that record out. And it's a great song, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna tell Lunt. You said what's up too, bro. We still making music to this day together, bro.
Folks still look like little Scrappy, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just with Lil Scrappy in South Virginia too, bro. That you mentioned me for real. I was just out there with Lil Scrappy and Young Jock, bro.
That's dope. Yo, for real. Yeah. That's dope. That's dope, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you see yourself in the next 5 years?
5 years, bro. On the music tip, I'm definitely trying to tour the world with it, gain more fans across seas in the UK. I want to go to Paris, and I want to build a fan base out there. I see myself owning more studios, bro, and actually putting a photography studio in every studio also. As far as that goes, I want to put some artists under my label, and that'll be my 5 year. Bro, I could keep going on with my 5 year.
Oh, yeah, talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit. Hey, big up to your label. Shout out the label, man.
Yeah, man, it's Jerm Liddell Music, man. I got my brother right now. He under me, GZ215. He a dope artist too. That's my brother. My brother, like my blood brother. You met him too, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to GZ215. That's the artist that I'm pushing so far under my label. And he got his own thing going on, but I'm trying to put other artists on to me too under GZ215. And as far as that goes, bro, I'm trying to own some land, bro. I'm going to buy land, build a nice little, not a mansion, but a big ass crib, and basically help unfortunate kids like orphans and kids that come stay when they don't got nowhere to stay, clothe them and feed them, bro. That's my 5-year plan right now.
That's dope, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, definitely keep God first and gang, and keep going, man. You got it, bro.
Yeah, bro, man. If it wasn't for God, bro, I wouldn't even be talking to you, bro. You know what I mean?
On me,
God
dude.
Has changed my life in the best way, bro. So I salute him all day.
On me. Hey, well, it was crazy, bro. We drove, what, 11 hours just to chill for a couple hours and head back to you. That shit was real.
I know, bro. Yeah, but everybody you brought with was thorough, bro. Everybody you brought with, we all vibed, bro. It felt like we was a family for real, bro. And, man, when I go to Chicago, it's all love, bro.
Oh, yeah. You know,
my grandma, she from Humble Park, bro.
Hey, shout out to Humble Park, G. Shout out to fucking Humble Park, G. Hey, man, they did the story.
Bro,
G, hey, the story with Humble Park, G, hey, that's where I really got my, like, you know what I'm saying, my swag, my start type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, if you only knew the history, G, shout out to Humble fucking Park, bro. And like, bro, like, people be like, yo, African-American, nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? As far as the music, but, G, Latinos helped and created and molded hip-hop just as well over the years, putting a lot of groundwork that I think that they should definitely get saluted for. It's a lot of great Hispanic artists. Shout out to Big Pun. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to yourself. Shout out to Fat Joe. Shout out to Russell Valley. You feel me? That's my nigga. That's my twin.
The whole terror squad.
Yeah.
Bro. For real, man.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas know the vibe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pitbull get it in. Yeah, Pitbull.
And I feel like Pitbull, you right, bro. It's so many Latino artists, but you know.
Yeah, shout out to my nigga Frankie J. Shout out to Tony Sway. You feel me?
Yeah, bro. Like us Hispanics, we got a lot of impact in the hip hop scene, but you know, we don't get a lot of props, but we know what it is.
Hey, yo, hey, I definitely big y'all up and I salute y'all, bro. Real shit. Hey, you know what I'm saying? When you come to Chicago, my nigga, I'm definitely how you do the radio shit, the promo run and everything, my nigga. Cass came out here and did a show. Real shit.
Yeah, I know, bro. I remember. That was with the kid and all of that. I remember.
Man, $3. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Hey, shout out to my nigga Reed. Did you see Reed interview he just did on my show recently?
Nah, bro. I didn't see that.
We caught up quick, G. And you know what I'm saying? Me and Reed got, like, what? History, G. Like shout out to Reed Dollars, you feel me? Shout out to Judy. You know what I'm saying? No, my fault. Jody was their manager at the time. Did you see the episode when we was with Tone Trump and them? Shout out to Tone Trump.
Yeah, a while ago. That was a while ago, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
facts.
I definitely saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, shout out to all of them, bro. Philly, we still, it's crazy. They all still working too, bro. Like, a lot of people, they don't get a lot of publicity because, you know, right now it's all about popularity, bro. But they was heavy hitters, bro, when we was coming up.
Oh, yeah, big facts. You know what I'm saying? Tone Trump, I forgot his little brother, G. Shout out to his little brother, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't think of his name off top. My buddy was a spitter, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about, but that's what's up, man.
Man,
for real,
hell
bro.
Yeah. But, G, back to you, though, bro. Hey, I salute everything you got going on, bro. You know what I'm saying? The films, the you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's dope that you didn't stay in one lane and be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You ventured out, you know what I'm saying? Killed everything that made you. You feel me?
Bro, yeah, same to you, bro. But like to other people that's listening, I don't stick in one lane, like, cause that was my thing. I was like, no, I want to be an artist. But then, bro, I always had hidden talents that nobody knew, but I didn't want to show them because I felt like I want people to look at me as an artist. Bro, I picked up photography, I picked up producing, engineering, bro.
You
that
snap.
Got me further than my music would, and now put me in different positions to get my more music out there.
Facts,
so, like,
bro.
Never stay in one lane. Bro.
Hey, and that's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Me doing the books, the podcast and shit. You know what I'm saying? It definitely opened up doors for the music shit. But I mean, like, Music is cool. I always do music, but it's like that's not where my heart is at. Like I'm more into the books and the podcasts, the films, the magazines. Yeah. And shit.
See, music is my love, bro. That's my heart right there. I'm always gonna write. I'm always gonna produce music. But when it came to the photography and engineering, bro, I picked up two different passions that I didn't even know I had, bro. You know what I mean?
Facts.
But
hey, look, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hold you too long, but I'm gonna ask you a couple more questions, you know what I'm saying, before we dip and shit. Like, in your opinion, growing up, who were some of the Philly artists that inspired you that made you say, hey, you know what? If they could do it, I could do it too. You know what I'm saying? And like, in no order, who is the top 10 Philly artists, greatest artists of all time, hip hop wise?
To me, I would have to say Meek Mills. I'm going to give Gilly the King his props. I'm going to give Joey Jihad. He was a heavy hitter. I used to listen to Joey Jihad a lot. His Shop Records and them, Young Bob. Who else we got? Let me see. We got Petey Crack, bro. We got Freeway. Oskino Vasquez.
Cassidy.
Cassidy. The whole state property, bro. Like, bro, it's so many artists I can name, bro. Like Dada the Gwala, even underground artists that nobody heard, but they inspired me, bro. Like from the hood, they ain't never get no shine, but you know what I mean. Dada the Gwala. Who else we got? Mike Voss, Rich Quick, rest in peace, Rich Quick. So many good artists, bro. Like for real, man.
That's dope, man, bro. But you know what I'm saying. Last but not least. For those that's tuning in and that's trying to accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
Yeah, I would say stay focused. It's a lot of BS in life that'll get you off your toes, but keep your 10 toes down, keep a level head, stay level headed, stay positive, and remember, like, switch lanes. It's okay to switch gears and pick up something else because you never know what that could bring you and bring you right back to that one lane that you started in. So just keep your head up, stay positive, and you mean stay blessed up and protect your circle. Keep a small circle. That's what I gotta say, bro.
Hey, that's dope, and that's real shit, G. There you have my fault. There you have it. You know what I'm saying? Germ Rillardale. Shout out your social media again.
It's Germ Rillardale on all platforms, all social media. It's Germ with a J. It's J-E-R-M, real. That's R-E-A-L-A-D-E-L, Germ Real Adele. Holla at me, get with me, and let's work.
On me, music, film, producing, photo shoots, the man do it all.
All of that.
On me, there you have it, live on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it, yeah.
Yes, sir.